T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dave Wunstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Hanging out with Dave Wunstedt, Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. All right, so we did a lot of AFC Championship game there, but we did not get the pick. So let's get the pick for that game, then we'll start talking NFC Championship. Who do you like, Bengals or Chiefs?
I like Cincinnati. I like the Bengals. You know, I think if we went on the air right now, most of the people could not name who the Pro Bowl players were for the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, and there are many of them, but you know, their defensive guys are not household names. But yet, defensively, if you look at the categories, those guys play as well as anybody in the league. And I think it's people don't give Cincinnati's defense enough credit. So I think they're going to show up big. But I'll tell you what. Why I'm picking Cincinnati to win, it's not Joe Burrow. It's not Ja'Marr Chase. It's not the defense. Joe Mixon, running back. P. Ryan, running back. Joe Mixon got me out of my chair watching that game. I mean, he looked like he did his rookie year when he came out of Oklahoma. This guy was making people miss. He's healthy. He's got a new sense of energy to him. And the difference in that Buffalo game was the run game. The run game. If you're playing Cincinnati right now, everybody, the perception is, oh my goodness, we got to stop Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins and Tyler Boyd and Joe Burrow. Yes, but let me tell you something. If Kansas City has that approach, Cincinnati is capable of coming in with Mixon and Pirine and run that ball down their throat.
I pick Cincinnati too. I know that'll shock everybody because of how much I love Mahomes and Andy Reid, but I just think that if everybody tells me that Mahomes is not going to be even 80%, that he's Superman.
Yeah.
You know, so like he
I would pressure him early. I you know, we weren't a big blitz team. Cincinnati's not a big blitz team, but you're going to see some pressures early.
Make him run.
See what he can do. See how fast, see how much he can run. And how it affects his throwing.
Yeah, I would pick Kansas City for sure if he was healthy, but he's clearly not healthy, and the gambling line reflects that. All right, NFC title game.
Yep.
I have said that these teams were on a collision course for about 8 weeks. I didn't think that Dallas was there. I thought these were clearly the two best teams in the NFC, clearly the two best rosters. We'll start with your pick, and then we can work backwards. Who do you like in the game?
I like Philadelphia.
You do.
I like Philadelphia. Big picture reasons. One, rest. They had the week off. I mean, Lane Johnson, without that week off, Lane Johnson, I don't know where Jalen Hurts is, but you got Graham, you got Fletcher Cox, a defensive lineman that are older. That week off, I think, did wonders for him. And then, Danny, last week, it was like a preseason game. Those guys were on the sideline in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't even playing. So when you look at the rest, number one in my mind, and then travel. San Francisco's got to travel across the country, and who knows what the weather's going to be like in Philadelphia. So the rest and the travel are things that don't have anything to do with blocking and attacking, but I think they're going to be a factor in this game.
I'm very interested to see what Philly can do against a defense as good as San Francisco's.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played, just how the schedule broke. They played Dallas, obviously, and Dallas good defense, but have not played a front seven like that. And I thought that Jalen Hurts' shoulder looked very good throwing the ball. He only had 150-something passing yards, but like you said, they didn't really need to do a whole heck of a lot. They had like 40 rushing attempts in the game. He ran the ball 9 times. He looked like he was willing to run, but not maybe willing to get hit.
Yep. I agree.
The Niners won't let you do that.
You know what? I'm not so sure how bad the Niners want to stop the run. I mean, when you look at Bosa, as good a player, the key to San Francisco's defense, Armstead, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The big defensive tackle. He has got to play at a high level. Because Bosa is great as an athlete, he is in pass rusher. His run statistics are kind of average, to be honest with you. And, you know, last week, you know, they really haven't faced a quarterback that's going to threaten them every time on the edge like Jalen Hurts is going to do. So I just think that there's too many options with Philadelphia's offense. Is good is San Francisco's defenses. San Francisco, you know, we talk about Bosa all the time, and I just mentioned Armstead. I mean, Fred Warner, they got Pro Bowl, first-team Pro Bowl players at every level. They got the safety, was it Hufanga?
Yeah, Hufanga. And then
Fred Warner, right, linebacker.
Charvarius Ward, the corner, Ward, who's a great cornerback.
So they've got
Javon Kinlaw.
They got A-plus players at every level, so nothing will be easy. But I think that Jalen Hurts, the quarterback run game, is the difference, and he does it to perfection. And I know the coach said this, and this is probably worth bringing up. Their coach said after the game about Jalen Hurts that he's like Michael Jordan. And I know what he was referring to was that Jalen Hurts, you know, he doesn't have a ring on his finger. I mean, a guy wouldn't say that until he wins some championships. You might not even say that with Tom Brady. I don't know. But what he is referring to is Michael, people always said that he made the players around him better. He made the players around him play at a higher level. And I think that's what he was referring to.
As a worker, as a competitor, and
Jalen Hurts is that way. I mean, this kid has won between Oklahoma, between Alabama. This guy, he's all about championships, all about championships. And even before he became as good a quarterback as he is right now, people said that about him in his early years at Philly.
Yeah, you know, the intangibles there are amazing. There's something about San Francisco. I know they only had 19 points last week.
Right.
It feels to me, I'm pretty sure that San Francisco will be able to move the ball. And as long as Purdy doesn't turn it over, and he hasn't been.
Right.
I feel like they should be able to push Philly around a little bit. Like, Philly against the run has been a little susceptible.
Yep.
And San Francisco's defense, by and large, has been awesome wherever they've played. They had that one weird game against Vegas where Jarrett Stidham kind of lit them up, but that seemed like an aberration. It's like their one bad game out of 10. I feel like run game will travel, defense will travel.
Yep.
And so I feel like Kyle Shanahan's just going to say, can you stop us from getting 10 yards on 3 plays? And I don't know, does Brock Purdy need to throw the ball 25 times in this game? I don't think he does. I feel like they're just going to try to push them around in their own house.
I'll tell you, I hear what you're saying, and I agree, and I'll add something to that. You know, what San Francisco, because of their running game, Kyle Shanahan, the best thing that he does, and I've studied this stuff, for every running game, they have a pass play to match it.
Right.
Now, with that being said, they'll motion for the running play. They'll shift for the running play, and they do the identical stuff. So it's just not lining up in the I formation and going play action pass. All their play action passes have a lot of motion, a lot of shifts. That's put stress, mental stress, on those linebackers, right? Well, guess where they like to attack you? If you look at the passing game of the 49ers, most of their passes are inside. Or inside across the middle. Why is that? Kyle Shanahan is picking on those linebackers. Run it, run it. Linebackers got to get aggressive, throw the ball behind them. It's not as much outside passing game as it is inside. And so, you know, those linebackers for the Eagles are going to be tested more than they have from a mental perspective all year long. So it's, that will be a great, great matchup. And the other thing that San Francisco did not do last week against Dallas that they did in their first game, I'm thinking now who they played in that first NFC game.
You know, Seattle.
They had six plays against Seattle over 20 yards. That was almost double of what anybody else had in any playoff game, AFC, NFC.
Yeah.
They had four passes over 20 yards. They had two runs over 20 yards. So if I'm Philadelphia, you better prevent – if you prevent the big play, you'll win.
Okay. Do you like Purdy? Or do you think he's just along for the ride?
No, I like Purdy. It falls into this category. You know, like Doug Peterson has done a fantastic job at Jacksonville, but everybody wants to say, oh, God, he's got the greatest quarterback to come out of college, you know, Trevor Lawrence. On the other side of the coin, no one wants to give Purdy any credit. They're saying it's all Shanahan. I mean, both of those situations, it's some of both. So my answer would be that Purdy's a better player than what people give him credit for, in my opinion, and he's in a perfect situation. If he was in an offense where he had to drop back and throw it 50 times, probably it wouldn't fit that mold. But
yep.
But what they do with him, because he's smart, he's a football guy, he's always won. You know, I think he's in a good spot. I really do.
All right, so you got Cincy Philly.
Yep.
I got Cincy San Francisco. And I just think these are the four best teams.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work that way, but I think we actually got the four best teams.
Who disappointed you the most that's not in it?
Well, I mean Buffalo laid an egg.
Yeah, Buffalo, I'm still trying to figure that one out. They look like, to me, that they were emotionally drained, you know? And I don't know if it's DeMar Hamlin, if that played a card in it or not. I'm not saying that, but it could have. But they were not – I mean, you cannot tackle and you can't block and you can't – make plays unless you are emotionally all in the National Football League. And they just didn't look like they were there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you were higher on Dallas than I was this year, but there was nobody in the NFC that I thought was on the caliber of San Francisco and Philly. So I think these are the clear two best teams there. And then in the AFC, it was those three teams, and Buffalo didn't show up.
You mentioned Dallas. I picked Dallas to win last week.
I know.
I bet Dallas, and I'll tell you, everybody wants to talk about Dak, and yeah, Dak didn't play where he's capable of playing. But I'll tell you, the guy that disappointed me with the Dallas Cowboys was Zeke.
I mean, he's been bad for a while now.
Pollard gets hurt. Zeke, you're the guy making the big bucks. Everybody wants to be the man. Emmitt Smith. Everybody wants to be the man until they are the man. Well, Zeke, you were the man. You need to take that team on your back.
He's slow.
And win that game.
He's slow.
Well, they're using him on short yardage and goal line. And now Pollard gets hurt, and he's got to go in and carry the team. Couldn't do it. Could not do it.
Good stuff, Dave. This was fun. Did you finish that IC light?
I did. I was a good boy today. One IC light, Shane, huh? How about that?
We don't like when you're a good boy. We'd rather you put down a couple bourbons.
It's kind of soft.
Next week. There's always next week. Wait, am I here next week? I'll be here if I'm in town.
Oh, good. Yeah, perfect.
No, I'm here. I leave town on Friday. I go to town.
I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
All right, we'll see you next week. A Bernstein talk trash on Shane and I. Maybe not what you think. Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.